what you bring.
Every conversation's the base in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip, who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back to the reality table. I got my gang gang with me today. They got a lot of energy.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, welcome my girl Mercedes. Hey, say what's y'all up to the people.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for having me.
Jody Breach.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, we're in here.
Big scrap, not the little scrap.
You already know. Stay tapped in, Jack. You feel me?
And my boy Swifty.
What's happening? What's happening? I'm glad to be here.
Swifty.
I like Swifty.
Yeah,
Swifty. All right, the topic tonight is toxic double standards.
Ooh.
So I'm going to ask the questions first, and then we're going to break it down, okay?
Ooh.
Having sex on the first night. How much contact with your ex is appropriate in a relationship? What are men boundaries versus women? Affection and intimacy. How do you feel about expressing affection publicly? So we're going to start with the first one. Having sex on the first night. So basically, we wanted to talk about this because it is a double standard. If a guy sleeps with a girl on the first night, you know, I've been in circles, I hear people say, you know, she a hoe, man. You know, I hit her on first quarter.
Uh-huh.
So do you consider a woman to be a hoe if she sleeps with a man or you on the first night?
No.
Why?
Because she grown. Do what the fuck you want to do, right?
But would you wife her if she let you hit the first night?
Half of them are wives.
Wait, if they already a wife and they sleeping with you on the first night.
No, I'm saying half of them. What I'm saying is half of the ones that are wives got fucked on the first night. Because they ain't, I mean, it like, when you dealing with somebody, it's like that vibe be there and it happened, cool. But, you know, that pressure come on trying to make it happen, that ain't cool. You know, it's just, if it happened, it happened. And if it happened, she get the throat and then
But why do some guys, because I've heard it, some guys, when I'm here, I'm in the circle. Oh man, she a hoe, man. I hit her on first quarter, man. You know, somebody you get her, you know, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of them conversations if someone like you right now is saying, well, we grown, because I think that's probably what the female thought at the time. I mean, they was grown.
Well,
but people do. But men talk more than women.
She got to watch her circle. A dick she be fucking off. You know what I mean? She got to watch her circle. Like, if you going to fuck with this dick right here, then you know you can't fuck with that dick too, because.
But that's not the point. They could be lying.
They could be. And if they lying, then shit, it's going to show. Shit.
It all depends on how you get the pussy on the first night, too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how you got the pussy on for the night? Was she just throwing it at you and, you know what I mean? She done got drunk. You already know you gonna fuck the motherfucker, but. Or you had to work for it a little bit and, like, the conversation got it. Because sometimes you can talk, you can have a wonderful conversation with a female. The first time, that shit do something to y'all.
Yeah.
He said to y'all. Or do it do something to y'all.
He said no lie. Stimulate the mind.
You grown. You know what I mean? Shit, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
But would you still wife her if she let you hit on the first night?
See.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
No, see, look, you can't dictate that by the first night. Like, how am I know if she going to be my wife or not?
But would you still keep talking to her or you going to consider her a hoe?
Depending on how I got it.
So if you stimulated her mind and she gave it to you.
If she didn't really want to do it, because, you know, sometimes they don't really want to do it, but the vibe be so cool and you set it up so right, it's almost like, damn, we grown, like,
we
going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it just falls back on that old saying, like, it ain't what you do, it how you do it.
Oh, okay. Like,
you feel me?
But what if the girl, like what you said, with the two different double standards, what if she decided to give it to you because y'all done had a few drinks, y'all hanging out, she like, you know what, I'm liking your vibe, I want to sleep with you.
Ain't nothing wrong with it,
yeah. You'll be proud of her?
I'll be proud of her.
Because she's grown.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a grown lady. and you ain't mad because you did it, unless it was bad.
So let me ask y'all a question. I feel like it do be double standards, no matter what you saying. I hear you. Cause I didn't been in them circles. I didn't heard. I didn't like, dang, so the girl, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So my question is to you guys, cause you're in entertainment or reality or both, or, you know, one or the other. How often do you use your celebrityism? Cause you know these girls most of the time are DMing you because of who you are. So how many times do you reach back in them DMs to respond as, hey, okay, queen, or whatever, however you play your role, to go meet her, date her, or whatever off of that DM? Oh,
I like how you slid to the next subject so quick. Cause you ain't give us a chance to ask y'all.
We still in it, cause we still in double
look,
standards.
So you ain't give now one of a chance to ask y'all. Cause we got to rebut, we got to have some kind of questions too. So listen, I need to know something. Listen,
women that's watching want to know.
Okay,
if y'all we want to know.
Women, we want to know too. So let me ask both of y'all. You know what I want to know?
What? Look, and then next, like what?
What?
Have y'all ever had sex on the first date? And tell the truth. I don't tell no damn lies on this thing. Tell the truth. We at Vanity Lounge. Tell the truth.
And may God strike you down if you like.
Well, I ain't gonna sit up and hold you. I have, but
yeah, my nigga.
But real.
I'm proud of you.
But my thing
hold
is,
hold on, wait before you explain. To you, yes, you are, my nigga. But all right, what you mean?
I have, but for me, it was I wanted to do it, and then it was like, after I'm like, yeah, it was good, but I don't really want to talk to you like that no more. No, it was a trigger that I was like, oh no. I don't know. It's one of those, nah, you is not gonna have me tailing behind you. Nah, I'm about to hold on. Hell no. I'm good. So I was like, no, I'm good.
That was cut them beat the back down, and I'm gonna put you up out of
here. Had you made them wait for it, would you still have cut them off afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because after I've known so much more talking, and like you said, like that whole conversation and falling, I was like, hold on now, wait a minute. You gonna be problems. I don't need them type of problems.
I'm gonna break it down because I think it don't matter neither way. Because when I have done it on first night, we end up being together like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then when I made someone wait 2 years, it was the best when we finally did something. Mm. So I think in that situation, I waited because of who the person was. But I don't know about that. I don't trust that person.
You made a nigga wait 2 years,
cause... and they did.
Got me fucked all the way up.
But hold on, let me make it.
That's not bad though, because I waited when I got married. So
no, hold on, let me finish. Man. Let me make it make sense to you. Just because he waited for 2 years don't mean I wasn't fucking on somebody else. Just keep it a buck.
Was he able to fuck on someone?
Let me finish. So let me finish.
Damn.
No. I'm trying to make it make sense. Y'all gotta let me talk. No. I'm making a point.
No. You don't do her like that.
Do she know what she just said?
Yes.
You gotta let me
see, that's the double standard, though.
See, you're not listening.
I heard what I...
Okay, y'all don't let me talk, or y'all got to answer.
I can't unhear that.
Waste fucking on another
you know, No, because you missed what the inner... It was when you meet someone. It's not you meet someone and that's your boyfriend. Oh. So I met someone, who they are, I'm gonna make you wait. Because I was already dealing with something, I just went in a relationship. Because you'll be alive if you sit up here and say that you ain't sleeping with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be in a relationship because it's a difference. There's been someone, like maybe I dealt with them for 7-8 months. We went in a relationship, but that was my comfort zone. We tried it, shit didn't work out, but I'm not about to go around just sleeping with folks. So if I need something, that's who I'm gonna call. But then someone I was trying to take serious, I made them wait.
So wait.
Yeah, this shit happened every
day. So the question, is that more of like the one night stand, or are you talking about y'all actually talking and then y'all making them wait? Like, I done talked to you for a while and then you know what? This is our first real inaction. Like, we're on a dinner date. We actually doing a real date. Outside of just kicking each other, then like in time. So that's still considered making them wait, right? That's
when I say I had both. I wouldn't
start. I'm gonna start putting it out though, man. We ain't need to make y'all wait, man. Make
no.
Jody gonna look at you like
look, no pussy, no money. It's all trans.
But see, and that no, because see, the thing is,
why?
I'm just confused.
Cause it took him like 8 months before we actually did it. So is that the same? Yeah.
He was sleeping with somebody else then. Yeah.
It didn't matter to me though.
Oh, that's fine. That's what I was saying.
But when I finally then got with you, I was like, oh no, I done, you know what? This ain't gonna work. So that's what I'm saying. So when we actually did it the first time, that's when we actually wine and dine, went on dates. The other times is more of us kicking it, talking, always on the phone. Cause I'm more of the type, you actually gotta invest in me emotionally before I wanna like lay with you. But then when I lay with him, I'm like, oh yeah, this is just gonna be toxic. No, it was good, but it was. I know what that's gonna experience. So I'm like, yeah.
What are you hiding from us? Like, yeah,
something clicking.
The story, like, we not getting the whole thing because you like, you know, I just, you know, I had to get there and go, and I had to cut them off. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
So the sex can be too good as a woman to where you be like,
no.
No, she said it was good, and then she said she had to cut them off.
Yeah, I stopped talking to him.
Why though?
Because I just felt like my emotions was more tied in it, like, damn, yeah, you, because I went through a lot. Like, I was in a marriage. So for me, I can't have you having me like that. Like, right. Mentally,
you already saw what was coming
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I saw like, what was coming
you
with
be dropping
it.
Me off at work, taking my car.
No, not like that, because I was.
Okay.
No. Okay, more like, because when I was married to a professional athlete. So for me, when I saw, okay, we finally here. Oh shit, you know what? This shit gonna turn the opposite way. I'm starting to see, like, damn, okay. Calls ain't coming in like that. You know, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut you off. Because I already know I'm emotionally tired, but I didn't feel that emotion back.
And you crazy too. See, you crazy. And that's why you gotta leave it alone, because you crazy as hell. Straight up.
I'm from Dayton. Well, it's crazy. A little different.
If you gotta leave some good dick alone, you crazy hell. Yeah. Especially if she trying to do it. Like, I'm hell no, I ain't gonna need. And you say you were married.
Though, but you know, I don't have women do me like that though.
Yeah, because I know me. And then I know, bruh, if you don't start following guidelines, like at first, yeah, because
if you start following guidelines, I'll be down.
I'm big on respect.
I'll be down.
But see, because once I already know I'm gonna want that whole relationship vibe, right? Prior to that, we friends, right? We kicking it, we talk. I know you like me, I like you. But then now I lay with you, I'm emotionally attached to you now. Like, I'm going to want to always be with you. I'm going to always want
to. No. But that's what I was trying to tell you. So listen, I'm going to rewind what I said.
Crazy.
I said when I was sleeping with someone, that's who the only one I was sleeping with. But the person I was trying to build a connection with, that's why I made him wait.
Yeah.
Because so we're going on dates. We want it. We doing whatever. But
I don't feel like you could build a connection with somebody while you
fucking another nigga. What is wrong with you? Listen, bro, I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Who you sleeping with?
Listen, I wasn't gonna say nothing. I was gonna let it slide. Like I ain't gonna lie. I guess that's one of them double standards. Like, that's some shit a nigga could do, but a female can't do that.
Why though?
What you mean?
Yeah, like I was raised around nothing but boys. And men, I'm the only girl. I was a tomboy. So the things that I interact with, like me and Lex be here. I get it. But I think as a woman, I know what I want. You know what you want. You get what I'm saying? And it's not, I move with logic, not emotions. Mm. But if I get my emotions tied, I'm like, hold on. I got to cut that off. Because now you can control that.
Let me make
sense to them. So you just weren't ready to be with nobody then?
No, she was.
That's the only way you can be.
Man, you're not going to fuck another nigga.
Trauma can have you actually, when you realize that you're trying to heal and you're going through things, you look at a person, you're like, damn, I'm not going to. You're going to trigger me on some shit, and it ain't going to be right.
But what you're trying to tell me is,
her right, situation, dude.
If I could take you out, I could take you out on a date, right? I could take you out on a date. It could be a perfect date. We enjoying ourselves. We living it up. You get drunk, You might be a little horny after the date, but you making me wait. You finna call up goddamn woo-woo and go give him some, and then be like, damn, I really like this nigga. And I'm like,
wait, the way you put it, I don't that's not how she said it.
That's what you're doing.
So listen, wait.
Or use a nigga to take them to dinner and shit. Like,
no.
Got them get drunk and then you gonna let another nigga.
It don't work like that.
What type of nigga is that, though? Like, what type of nigga is that?
Let me ask y'all a question. So let me make it make sense to you.
It's not.
Listen.
I'm gonna put you back in the car and drop you off somewhere.
So listen, let me ask you a question.
But that ain't gonna make no sense.
Be honest. How many women have you slept with that you didn't care for? You just slept with them. Damn. Wait, before you answer that question, how many women have you slept with that you didn't care for that you literally just slept with? You might, they might come over, it's like, whatever. But then you got another girl that you really like and you kind of like, I mean, y'all might have messed, like, make out and stuff, but you know, you ain't, like, you like, you know what? Let me just wait. It might not be 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It might be a month. It might be 2 months, but you know what you want when you see somebody. You know what you want when you connect with somebody. But we're all realistic. Hold on, we're realistic. So the realistic is, wait, listen. Being realistic, how many times have anybody on this couch been really liking someone, but really they know when they get, they, you know, a little horny, they're going to call this certain person because they're going to fall through every time, and they don't care for that person. They might sleep with them, tell them to go home after, because that's what type of time they own. Because I want you to be real with yourself. I see it all the time. I hear it all the time. I don't move like I'm a nigga, but I have a nigga mentality. Yeah. So my thing is, at the end of the day, if I like somebody, I'm going to tell you I like you. But at the same time, even, because I told you, it went both ways. Somebody I really like, yeah, we slept together the first time, but we kept connecting. You know what I'm saying? There was someone that I was like, because of who he was, nah, I don't trust that shit. Mm-hmm. Let me read him real quick. Let me really, really read him before I waste my time.
For 2 years?
That one person, they ain't never just always happened like that.
There was, okay, that's but the only thing. Just 2 years.
Though. It ain't like every person.
When I say somebody wait, like I might have made somebody wait a month. Maybe realistically a couple weeks.
Yeah, 2 years. No,
I said that particular person.
Okay.
What's her example?
Okay, well, cool. Was,
so maybe let me explain. That particular person.
Not everybody.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, come on,
man. Yeah. I don't even want to know a bit for 2 years. I can't fuck.
Don't tip.
Fuck that shit. Like, God damn.
Don't tip.
What do we know each other for, baby? Like, I'm a man, you're a woman. Let's fuck at some point. Like, for real. Like,
I can understand.
Especially if you're single. Like, if you're single, like, hey, girl, we single, baby. Like,
but how has that worked out for you?
It always worked out for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
So you happy just happy. Running the streets?
I ain't running the streets. I be taking care of my kids. I be working. I do everything. And I take care of my little, you know what I'm saying? My main head and my little head. You did? They both get taken care of. You did?
Next question. So look, the next question we just going on about. How much contact with your ex is appropriate in a relationship? What are men and women boundaries? What are your boundaries? No, Swift, what are your boundaries?
Shit.
With your ex or whoever. So
I mean, me personally, I feel like if there ain't no kids involved, it really shouldn't be nothing to chop it up, right? You see me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing?
So if you get in a relationship, right?
I'm in a relationship.
Right, you're married, right? Okay, so you're married.
Better say it louder.
Yeah. Who's all married? Put your hand up. Okay, Swift, the only one married. So when you're in a relationship, or you're married, well, let's go back before you got married.
Okay.
So when you were in a relationship, you got any, how many kids you got?
I got two kids.
You got two baby mamas or one?
No, I got one baby mama.
And you still with her?
Yo.
Damn, you a bad example. Scrap. Bad example, Swift. Swift's a good guy. Okay, so Scrap. So with all your situationships, you having a, let's just say you have a child with, you know, one of your baby mamas, and you get into a serious relationship, what are the boundaries there? Are you going to, like, what are the boundaries? Like, is it okay? Do you feel like it's okay if you're in a serious relationship for one of your baby mamas to be calling you after 10 o'clock at night and it ain't even got nothing to do with the kids, but you want to say y'all friends?
Well, in my life, anyway. In my life, like, anybody that come in my life and I'm going to be with them, they got to know, like, you know, if I'm cool with my baby mamas, like, especially the first one, Erica, like, we gonna always be cool. So, yeah, like, you gonna have to deal with that. 10 o'clock at night, I don't think she'll hit me unless it's a 911. Like, my kid needs something or she needs something, but she ain't gonna be talking about something, hey, baby, and all that shit.
So let's flip the script. So the girl you with, Do you think it's cool for her to be cool with her exes?
If they like that, like.
And you ain't got, and you not gonna be jealous about it. You ain't gonna care.
I ain't no jealous type dude, though. I don't really. I be wanting people to live their life. I be wanting to see what people do, like how you live. Like, yeah. If that's what you want, then I figure out if I want to fuck with that or not. You know what I'm saying? Today I might fuck with it, tomorrow I might not.
So that's backwards. And you?
I don't want, if I cut you off, I don't want you no more.
Wait, I
didn't even
ask the question.
Ain't no boundary.
He didn't
want to. Ain't no need to have boundary because you ain't gonna be around. That's what he said.
Yeah. I'm keep pushing. I ain't got time.
Wait, but explain time and what you talking about. Explain what you saying. What's going on now? What happened?
You know how y'all be, bro.
And what is that?
Nigga said he tired. He more of
a be going on. Y'all just, something always going on.
Explain to us what you're talking about.
Something always going on.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that you can be in a relationship with someone and at the same time, baby mama situation, whatever, do you think that's appropriate if the roles were flipped that the girl you're dealing with is cool with her ex? Because boys and men at this time, I feel like all of y'all up here always be like, oh, my baby mama, that's my friend. And I'm not saying that's not true.
Yeah.
But then if the roles are flipped, and the girl is like, this is my friend. Niggas be like, nigga, that ain't your friend.
Yeah, oh, no. Because see, the thing is.
Double standard, right? Toxic.
No, the thing is, it going to be like this. If that's her friend, then they're going to be my friend. We going to be friends.
And he ain't going to want to be friends with you.
And that's, then he got to go and fuck on it.
Oh, who? The baby mama?
Whoever.
You talking about the baby mama or the girl?
Ex-girlfriend, baby mama.
Okay, nothing about that. Listen, I be like this. I make my baby mama them deal with my mama.
Oh, gosh.
That's how much I only want to deal with. You got to go through my mama.
But man. I can see why, because of the thing. There's boundaries, though. I can honestly say I can understand why, because some women do go across boundaries where they know you in a new relationship. So they'll go above and beyond because they actually know you since they've been with you for a long period. Oh, I know this gonna make him go off. He might be asleep around this time, but you know what? I'ma still call because I know she might go look in the phone and I'ma tear some shit up over there. So there are women like that. Like,
if you a good nigga and you done took care of a female and she know that, you know what I mean? She know you a good nigga.
She ain't gonna call.
Nah, it's like, it's almost like if you cut them off, when we cut y'all off, y'all motherfucking, y'all always want to feel like y'all cut us off. But I be wanting to let people know that it's niggas out here too that like, I'ma cut you off.
Yeah.
Y'all can't tell her that shit.
But I think
now just cause I cut you off, now you gotta go to doing all the petty ass shit and you know you petty for. Trying to get me out my character.
I feel like I'm the baby daddy because I have boundaries. My exes don't call my phone.
You the baby daddy?
I'm the baby daddy. I don't play that shit. Don't hit my phone up. Like, you know what's up. Like, if we ain't talking about, like...
It's a minority and a majority, you know, but so it's the majority of these females today, if they don't have a nigga that they know is a good nigga and, like, he gonna be able to get whatever he want to. Like, same way you can go get a nigga, I can go get a female, too. A good one, too. So... Why would we want to stay talking to each other? We don't fuck with each other for real.
But who says you don't fuck with them? I'm confused.
Because me, if I don't cut you off, then I can't fuck with you. Like, why are we talking if I don't cut you off? Or why would I care about your ex?
But you don't. I think you missed it because you don't have to cut them off. The question is, would you deal with that? Would you deal with the fact that the girl you're dealing with is cool with her baby daddy or her ex? It don't have to be a baby daddy.
That's some.
So you wouldn't be cool with it and you don't care.
I just don't know.
And you in a different... Like, you just...
Yeah, I ain't no jelly person.
If you out here worrying about another nigga, man, that shit ain't cool, bro. I know they making it look cool where you act like this about these females and shit, and I love y'all because y'all some beautiful women. You know what I mean? Some niggas will act like that about y'all, too.
Yeah.
But they don't make it right. Yeah. Don't make it right. It make it square and that new goofy shit.
I think, like, with me and Lex, we more so on... the guy side, like, it's a logic thing instead of emotion. So, like what you said, you just cut them off. So, there are boundaries in relationships. If I'm messing with a new dude, that's my boundary. This is my nigga. You got to respect him. You ain't calling my phone. There's, like, all these different levels. And for me, if a female that's his ex keep calling, I'm more so like, I'm watching, but I let you, like what Scrap said, I'm going to let you hang yourself because you got an option to do right or you don't. And if you don't, I'm going to cut you off. So, and then it becomes a problem because it's like, well, dang, you don't care? No, I care enough about me and my peace that if I start spazzing out, you still don't fuck with her regardless. So I can't make you stay. And if you want to be over there, I'm more like, I'm going to push you over there, like go ahead. But then it becomes a problem. Yeah, it becomes a problem because then you become that woman like, oh, she don't have no emotions. But in reality is, no, there's boundaries.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with everybody because the thing is, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care
if you got a baby mama and y'all friends. But in that situation, it's like, I got to pay it. Now we're in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2 minutes on the clock. We up 2 points. We trying to keep the lead. So the way I look at it is, y'all could be friends all fucking day. But the boundaries is, like, don't be calling late unless it's really, like,
important.
Or unless a family member or whatever. Like, oh, we got this. Look, hey, somebody in town, let's go take them out. Boom, boom, family, boom, boom. I'm cool with all that.
Yeah.
But when I be watching these Tubi movies and...
Listen,
ain't nobody just make the Tubi movie. That shit is real. Like, somebody went through some shit.
But you ain't even see the same person, though.
No, you're not listening. That shit happened every day, B. And it's Atlanta.
The same dude that came in the house ain't the same dude that walked out in the Tubi movie.
Well, niggas is dying and not getting shot.
Yeah, I understand it, but
this nigga said Tubi.
The thing is, the Tubi movie might not be all the way like, you know, like Cinemax or whatever, but the storyline, they had the best storyline. Like, y'all not fucking with Tubi.
Who?
You know what I'm saying? Anybody. Any.
With Tubi?
No, listen.
I'm just saying.
Do you get what I'm saying? What I'm really saying is this. Like, the Tubi movies, they might have not subpar actors or some actors that ain't known, but they storyline, somebody did something and something happened and it went somewhere. And that's why we got Tubi.
Yeah.
But the point I'm saying is I'm cool with all that. But I've also seen and been in situations where the baby mama didn't play the friend role and come to find out them folks been smashing
the whole time from
day one.
Nah, but ain't no need to do all that. Like, I ain't finna be playing like that. I don't got time. Like, my whole thing is, if I gotta lie to you, then I'm a sucker. Cause that me, I gotta go look in the mirror. I can't even tell
myself. People do it every day though.
I know, but I ain't know. I'm like, hey. I go look in the mirror, I be like, hey, this who you with. So I'm gonna go back and tell that bitch, whoever my bitch is, I'm gonna be like, look, you know I fuck other bitches. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, you gotta give people an option whether they wanna fuck that shit.
That's what you just said. When you give women an option, it allows us to actually say, okay, yeah, I can respect you or I don't want to fuck with you, but I really like your vibe. I like hanging with you, but I don't want to sleep with you. But I know you sleep with other women, so I know that's not compatible for me, right? But some women are not truthful to themselves either, and then some men are not truthful either. So it makes a big old mess.
So, like I learned this shit. I just learned this shit for real.
I'm a lie.
But I'm gonna lie. Now we gonna have to.
Hey, if I want it,
gonna have to cut you off.
If I want it real bad, I'm gonna just lie.
You gonna lie?
I'm gonna just lie. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell her after.
Oh my God.
So I ain't got time for all that shit.
You ain't a real nigga. That's the problem.
Listen, bro.
You ain't no real nigga.
Hey, I'm for real. The way I do this, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna lie.
Hey, look, let me tell you why.
Right, they just shaking their head like, why?
Let me tell you why, though. Because you can't tell y'all the truth all the time, bro. I know y'all feel like, look, though, I know y'all feel like, because a lot of women do say this, they be like, well, just tell me the truth. Well, tell me the truth. And every time I done told her the truth.
You sent,
man, they been trying to get me locked up. Bitch, you trying to get me set. You trying to get me sent to the
But
county.
She didn't tell you what her response was going to be when you told her the truth.
So
you can't get mad at the response.
No, but listen, though.
You just
keep us cool. You feel me? Just to keep us cool. Because we got to be cool because we fuck with each other anyway. So just to keep us cool, if I got to tell you a little liar now and then.
That's crazy.
Because y'all do it too.
So you the problem.
Y'all do it too.
That's the problem.
You a lie to me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
On who you
now y'all motherfuckers be lying like hell. That's why I lie back. I lie back.
So I don't be. Let me tell you why. You know.
Here y'all talking about.
Trust, I trust what I know about women. I done seen a woman have a dude that's gonna take her to dinner, a dude that she'll go out with, and she be like, "This is my real nigga. Like, this is my dude. I love him." Mm-hmm. And it's a nigga that come over and take her shopping, nigga that she go on vacations with. She act like she with her homegirl. She tell her homegirl to come.
Oh damn!
Like, I don't trust these.
I've been inside too long.
And then, bro, get what they say.
I've been inside.
I was married too.
Bro, get what they say.
I've been housewife, taking care of kids, kind of like it's different. I was
house daddy taking care of kids. I was in the house. I wasn't even fucking with that. I was fucking with the kids and the husband shit. That's all I was doing.
But see, even my homegirls, my homegirls, they move out of logic. Like, the guys already know what they own. So it's like, it's no real double standard in that point, because if I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, it's over here. Less.
Y'all be lying to you.
Everybody be lying.
So.
Everybody just be lying sometimes. This is just what it is. But we'll tell
but
the truth. When it's real, I'll tell you the truth. Like, some real nigga shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
And it's the most bullshit, and I got to go through that shit. Yeah. Nah, I really make some crazy shit.
So, give me an example. What is some real nigga shit that you going to say?
These answers are just
toxic.
Yeah. A bitch walking the door that I know I don't fuck
on. Why she going to be all that?
I mean, a chick walking the door I know I don't fuck on, I'm going to be like this. Hey. Yeah, I don't fuck on Shawty before. So
at that moment.
So if she got a little way, when women be too friendly and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" and stuff like that, they gonna ask anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh. Moment, though, you act like a nigga supposed to sit down with you and just run down a list of everything. It's on a need to know basis over here.
Exactly.
So would you want the woman to do you like that too? So if it's a dude that walks in,
giving me a heads up,
but she ain't asked either.
What I'm saying, as long as she gave me a heads up, if a nigga come down those steps right now, you don't fuck the nigga, and me and you dealing with each other, I would appreciate you being like, "Hey, you know."
Where you at?
Me and Buddy done got down. So if he come over here with that macho man shit, at least I know.
No, why he doing it? Okay.
So then why I would do that shit.
So you would want her to do the same thing in that moment. Yeah, if a guy walked through, don't tell you.
Don't tell me about you fucking no nigga. I don't care about that. I'm not standing that.
But what?
And then you have me looking at you ready to walk up on y'all. You wouldn't want to know. What I'm saying is like if. Like how we sitting down here right
toxic,
now.
That's
you sitting
why.
Down here with your lady. A nigga who she used to fuck with, who you don't know about, will come in.
Oh, that's,
and
all
she gonna let you know, like, "Hey, baby, look, you know, I slit nobody, whoop. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she done let you know. Like, you wouldn't want to know. Because, like I said, when a nigga walk up and now he just like,
let me know,
kind of playing in your face with you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It depends on if he owns something. Like, that nigga owns something, like, yeah, let me know. But if he ain't own anything, like, he just been to come say hey to you.
If he tripping, like, fuck this nigga and all that shit. Yeah, let me know. But if he on some like, "Hey, how you doing?" I ain't giving a fuck about this.
Y'all do that all the time. Y'all fuck all the time.
Every nigga, like, I be knowing the nigga that chicks be fucking on, cause the way y'all look at the nigga when y'all say, "Hey," you be like, "Okay."
Yeah, you did.
You real. Go ahead, home.
I
beat you and this nigga.
Damn.
I got to rewind it back because, listen, I got triggered. I heard something like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Lord.
I got triggered because,
10 minutes.
Hell yeah, because y'all was going.
That's the past by now.
No. We got to stand on business. So you said.
Oh, my God. She done went back to cuss.
Yeah.
Back over there.
Boy, she done did that shit like he wrote it down.
I heard a lot of toxic answers, but I damn near know everybody on this couch. So my point is this. You said out your mouth that you were lying because women can't handle the truth. But the part that you not understanding is it's dependent on who the women you talk to, because everybody ain't like the women that you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you actually, story time with Lex, which camera I'm at? So look, story time with Lex. I'm gonna tell y'all a sample. Happened about 2 years ago. Boom. Met a guy, we was kicking and we was vibing. Boom.
Met who?
A guy.
Oh.
But then the man told me maybe a day later.
What did he tell you?
He told me that he believed in, I said it last time, but I'm going to tell you the whole story. He told me he believed in polygamy. Mm. So first thing I said, polygamy, who?
Sure.
So then I said, okay, what that mean? And he tried to explain to me that that's his religion. Mm. But the only reason I take respect in what he said, because there are men who will tell you up front, look, this is what I believe in. I only want two wives. Boom, boom. And then you got guys who play and practice monogamy, but they really, you might as well say, be polygamy.
Yeah.
Because the point I'm saying is, they out here lying, doing what he's saying, which is basically say, I'm going to tell a little bit what she want to hear and got them shut her ass off.
You know I'm going to snap. You know I'm going to snap. But look, she know I'm going to snap. But look what? She know she talking to the right one. You got the right one.
You got people that have played a little role and tell a girl what she wanted because she don't want to hear it. But then you got somebody who being stand up. Say, hey, look, I only want two wives. That's it. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. I entertained this because I was trying to, you know, figure it out. But once I lay with her, I lay with her. That's my wife. Mm. You understand? I only want two. Now, I'm not saying it work out all the time. And sometimes rotation circles around. Mm. But the point I'm making is I would respect that man
I
more.
I got an idea.
Listen, I would respect that man more because you giving me the option to deal with that.
Yeah.
You're not giving me the option if you're telling me what I want to hear to keep me around until you go to the next woman.
Nah, Neo just said that shit. Neo said he wish he would have just said that straight up. I like to be around with a lot of women, want multiple wives, I want to be around a whole bunch, you know what I mean? I do not want one. I can't do it. You know what I mean? He said he wish he would've just did that out front and it would've took a lot of weight off his shoulder.
So,
hold on. Hell no. Oh, hell no. Let me school you real quick, big leg. Oh, look. Let me tell you something. Now I'm finna tell you the truth.
This the real nigga shit right here. Yeah,
First of all, it depends on what type of woman I'm dealing with, for one. And the age range. And what she know. That's for one. For two, if I tell a girl, hey, cause they don't like to admit no more, but it's just it what it is. Nigga gonna fuck something. Yeah. Listen, man. I don't give a damn who he is. I love y'all, man. When I fuck with a female, if I fuck with her, I fuck with her. That's why she love me back. Cause I do love y'all, yeah. But I'm gonna fuck some. Mm-hmm. Not cause I don't love you, girl. I fuck with you.
Yeah.
But I might fuck a bitch. So you want me to tell you every time I fuck a bitch? So you want me to come here and tell you the truth? I fucked the bitch last night, right?
No, look, I can't really.
I fucked me a bitch last night. She gave me head. It was good.
No.
It was good.
We about to start.
Yeah.
We gonna start some.
You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. Stop playing with me. You know how I get out. You tripping.
You know, earlier today I had hit this bitch. I hit this bitch, tore her back out. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to tell you that so you would know I had fucked the bitch earlier.
Don't go to sleep.
Don't go to sleep
like,
with the right motherfucker, a black female. Now, there's a lot of women in the world that'll handle it different. But a black female like her, you go in the house and tell Big Leg, this Big Leg, not the little one. You walk in the house, go up the step.
Don't be drunk.
Or the elevator.
Yeah, man, I just took something down. I'm just going in the shower
down.
Right
look,
quick.
She ain't had a Versace roll in the bed.
Be ready for you in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Nigga come in there, motherfucker, see no look. Oh, yeah, she finna get it. You know what time it is. But hold on. Before we get started. But I just got some head. So just be cool so I got to pipe up again. I just got, look. Look, I just got some head.
You feel me?
About 2 hours ago.
Yeah, roll up right quick.
Listen, bro, I didn't know it was coming.
No,
I didn't know it was coming.
No, that's not toxic. That's
un- I didn't
no,
know.
No, no. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I didn't know it was coming.
Like, no.
Okay, then.
No.
Okay, then.
That's the problem.
So chill out. So then chill out.
So flip the role and let a girl come home and walk. Hey, my daddy got. I just got some head. Hey, just pipe down. Pipe down.
Okay. Okay. Was it good?
Cause you still walking in
his
back over here.
Yeah, you back over in this bitch.
You want to stay over here? You want to stay over here?
So you keep coming over here. I ain't tripping. Now,
you can go say, wherever you want to go.
But you, I'm being honest.
You can go wherever you want to go.
You're my
man. Man,
letting people do it, live their life and do what they want to do. That's
don't,
not toxic.
Don't be stressing yourself out by these motherfuckers.
No, listen.
Don't be stressing yourself out by these motherfuckers.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
This is what they're not listening. This is what they're not listening to. All this went over their head. Because the main point was this. If you're honest, and I'm not talking about the situationships that y'all talking about, I'm going to walk in the room. No.
Walk in the room.
No.
Honesty, listen
to what I'm telling you. Because first of all, you ain't just going to let somebody in your house. And whoever you let in your house, they got enough respect to know, don't come in my room and tell me about another bitch.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to tell the truth.
No.
What the hell? What is this?
If you come into my house.
Hopefully admitted on camera, you want to be lied to sometimes.
This is women.
Y'all, this is women. This is what we deal with.
Yep.
This happens in everybody's home.
Everybody.
And listen, let me tell you something on some real shit. Your daddy cheated on your mama. My daddy cheated on his mama.
You right.
My granddaddy cheated on my grandmama. Yeah. His granddaddy cheated on his grandmama. This shit is every time.
So do you think really?
No, and look, to the point that the women were doing it.
This went wrong with the world.
Patty May,
y'all don't want to accept the truth.
So do you think naturally men are meant to be with multiple women?
Man, out the
that's why y'all always,
everybody know that.
That's why we already in the disagreement.
Because I think the women I think some women are stuck in a time zone where they think the men are not supposed to be with anyone else because they want monogamy. But
I'm gonna tell you when it changed for black women. When it changed for black women.
Just black women? No, not just black women.
I'm being honest with you.
Tell them right there in that camera.
I'm being honest with you again, but I'm talking to y'all because I don't want to educate y'all a little bit. I know y'all probably know, but y'all ain't acting like y'all remember. Okay, so where they get us from, it was already like that. And they didn't have no, they weren't feeling a certain kind of way like, oh, they might have a little, oh, he fucking with that one today, like he probably be fucking with me, but they weren't worried about, oh, he got multiple wives, because that's what we was on, period. Now, when the black woman got around the white lady and she weren't having that shit, they were like on some other shit, they culture, that's when the black woman was like, well, nah, I won't, like, shit, I need to be with one, you know what I mean? Well, I can't have, you know what I mean? I won't just be with you.
Hey, it don't mean I don't love you. Mm-hmm. If I treat you different, though, if I treat you like you mine, you mine.
Yeah.
The fuck you, whatever that she want me to do.
Yeah.
But if I go over here, bro,
remember the week,
and do something real quick,
remember that.
That don't supposed to knock me as a man. Like, damn, I'm just a fucking, I ain't shit. Like, what the fuck?
I don't think you ain't shit if you...
Y'all ain't answering my question.
We gonna answer your question.
Y'all tripping, because y'all missed it. That shit went over y'all head, threw a fucking fishing rod, and brought that bitch back.
The cup down.
Yeah. No, I want to make a point what I'm saying. I don't think what you're saying is wrong. I never disagree with y'all up here.
Yeah.
Not one time, but y'all want to make y'all point, so let me make the point. If you telling me from first quarter...
Of what you signing up for.
Of what you sign, what I'm signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I don't care who feelings hurt. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
We in Atlanta. It don't happen like that.
Yeah. No.
Somebody want to wait till it's the fourth quarter. It's a minute left on the clock. It's fucking 30 seconds left.
Why I only gotta do this
because we
because like
this is how I live. Like, my life is sports.
Talking like the dude on Get Married.
Listen. Think about what I'm saying. You got four quarters. We trying to win.
Crazy.
I don't care how you break it down. You got four quarters, right? First quarter, I got it. Okay, this is the lineup I'm going with, including the coach. We going with this lineup. Man, my shooting guard tripping right now. Let me goddamn bring the sixth man off the bench. He doing his thing. Boom. We in the fourth quarter. I know who my go-to guy is at this point.
Nah, for real.
I'm going to go to my go-to guy regardless because he done showed me in the first, the second, and the third quarter what it is.
Yeah.
And he waited till the fourth quarter.
I'm
not that guy.
And you know what? That's what we want. Because you took that broke-ass jump shot. Shit wasn't even touching the rim. But I can respect somebody that I at least got 90% chance of. They about to hit this last shot.
Mm-hmm.
So my life, and the reason I broke it down like that, because my life is sports. I base my life on sports. I don't care if I don't play no more. But it all makes sense. It's who the person I am today. So the thing is, I never said nobody up here was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me get that. I never said that regardless. Appreciate it, yeah. Now I am.
Downstairs,
hey, bro, it just depends.
Just for that part, hold on. Take that back. Take it back. Take it back.
Just place out.
No, wait. I wasn't done. The point I'm making is this. Everybody up here was right. I never said nobody was wrong. My issue is in Atlanta, and it could be wherever else.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody
all over the world.
Is, yeah, okay, but we just gonna say where we at right now.
I don't like people throwing Atlanta in the fire for no reason.
Cause you from
real
Atlanta.
Wide.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
the point I'm making is this. I see it, I'm in it, I deal with it on a regular. I'm and not saying I personally deal with it on a regular.
But
no.
You see it.
But the point is I see it, I'm in it. I'm around people like y'all every day, not saying it's y'all. I'm making a point to say shit ain't right because a girl could tell you, like, you could say, oh, she don't want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a difference when you tell somebody the truth up front because now you can't make that decision if she don't want to know the truth.
Nah, for mm-hmm. sure.
You got to let her know from square one, from first quarter, look, this what I'm on. And that's why I said, that's why I had story time with Lex. Because I respect that man regardless if he go sleep with two or three women. Man told me off jump, this what I want. I want two wives. I've been talking to two or three. This one ain't it. She done. You know, I really feel like boom, boom. But it gave me a choice to either I'm going to deal with it or I'm not going to deal with
that's
it.
That's it. But you know what?
I might want to try that one.
Listen, bro, that's if I'm trying to make her mine.
Yeah. But I'm
trying to make you mine, then of course I'm going to tell you. Then oh, how I rock. Yeah. Well, if I
don't even know if I want you like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want you like that.
Her perspective.
I don't want to know you too long. Anyway,
for the record, you feel my name is Swift Player. You feel what I'm saying? And part of being a player is, you feel me? You can't be a player if you can't tell a motherfucker the truth and get what you want.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just
the
ultimate goal to it. You feel me?
Sometimes,
bro. You know that big player. But look, bro. Bro, look. You married too, though, bro. So you married. Yeah, you got. Yeah, you got to keep it easy. Yeah, you got to keep it easy. But that's out here, man. This shit.
What you mean? I mean, I'm at the same time, though, it's like my craving for other women still get satisfied. Like, if I want to fuck with something, my wife will goddamn bring something in.
Yeah.
Like,
but because y'all on the same understanding, and
that's
for real. Yeah, that's a good
deal. I get the same, my little teeth feeling something every now and then.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
But I don't think it's very rare to find a woman that is safe with you, right? Because you already told her from the jump, and you already made her priority. Once the woman start feeling like they priority and that's all I'm into, then it allows that woman to say, you know what? He came to me. That's what Lex saying. Come to me and tell me so I can give myself I got to come to a realization of what I want to do. Okay, I'm not interested in girls, but because this got to satisfy his craving, do I go out there and bring them? How do I satisfy your needs? But it's what happens is in Atlanta, what Lex was saying, and everywhere around the world, it makes it hard because that woman don't feel safe. And now it's like, dang, you told me what it was and it really wasn't that. So I signed up thinking that this gonna be monogamous. Like, oh, yep. And then turn around, you really wanna be poly.
Subscribe.
I subscribed.
You subscribed to monogamy, but you turn around and started being polygamy.
So from now on, I'm finna go try to find two women. And I'm gonna tell them, like, every time I meet a woman, I'm like, listen, how you said, hey, I want two wives. I ain't doing all the other shit. What you said? Nah, I want to say it like you said it. Like, I want to see if it worked. Because if it worked, I'm going for it.
It's not
going
to work.
That's why they always circling, because it never worked.
It worked for Swift.
She does not go.
No.
Swift was straight up.
Wait, what did you say? Wait, hold on. I missed that. Hold on.
Bro,
no, he's married.
Yeah, but he was up front with his, but she wasn't a wife yet. When he got with her, she wasn't a wife yet.
But he's married now.
Oh, what happened?
But we done been together.
But then I'm being together.
We done been together like, no,
y'all be
no,
twin. Y'all be bad ones.
Right.
They got to understand
so what, do you have an open, wait, hold on. You got an open relationship?
Or,
I ethically.
He had to be honest with her for her to subscribe to that. You know what I'm saying?
But like, did you want to marry her though? Did you know you wanted to marry her? Okay then.
He knew
that's who he wanted. So he had to go ahead and just tell her the truth.
Subscription though of, you know what? He may crave sometimes.
Listen, boo.
y'all can't tell all y'all the truth. Not nah, everybody.
Everybody. I think y'all saying woman, you could tell me the truth. You could tell.
Yeah, as a real woman.
Yeah, but,
as a black, beautiful, educated, independent, the biggest. Yeah. You feel me? Look, of course, you gotta tell y'all the truth. I'm straight up.
It's real women. Yeah,
you. I ain't got time to play with you. You ain't finna play with me.
Yeah.
You grown.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. But Michelle, Lisa,
ain't telling them a damn thing.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Man, shit. Listen. For what?
Catch up.
For what?
But you was right. And they also said that they ain't gonna, in your mind, you already knew you ain't finna be around long.
Well, you keep it real sometimes, but sometimes, sometimes you gotta hit the right blinker and turn left on the motherfucker.
Okay.
Well, they do us the same way. Let me steal them a little. You know what I'm saying?
I think you gotta hit the blinker and then turn left on the
other. Hit the right blinker. Y'all do it the same way. Y'all do the same shit. You feel me? It's just how the game goes.
I guess y'all like to play Monopoly because I don't play games. You know, I only play basketball. I don't play them games
because
I
still got to stay in tune with reality too.
And my reality is listen. And I said
your reality. I said,
right.
I said reality.
Right. So my reality is reality. Reality. And I said from day one. I said everybody up here told the truth. I said I agree with. Did I ever deny what y'all said? But all I've been saying this whole time was tell me.
Yeah, you deserve
it. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like you giving me the decision of because regardless of what you say,
why you keep doing that?
Because there are regardless of what you say, there do be that percent that really don't be on what y'all on. Now, regardless of what you're saying, I'm not saying you want multiple women. I'm not saying that you want to be in a relationship. But what I'm saying is you might not even know what you want. The point is, as long as you tell me, hey, I don't know what I want. I want to date around right now, but I fuck with you, or I want to do this. Like, y'all all right, because that's your prerogative. Give me the choice, my G. Just give me the choice of sleeping comfortable at night, not believing what you told me last week, and you really on some other stuff. Like, at least let's talk about it. Because I feel like that's what's wrong with our black people. We don't talk enough.
And I think it creates a foundation, too.
We don't talk enough. Like, I'll give you a prime example. If you tell me you're going to do something, you can't do it. In this friendship, relationship, nigga, just say you ain't going to
do it. Yeah.
Don't wait and hit me 10 days later, 5 days later, 3 hours later, 42 minutes later. Bro, just say no.
Yeah.
Because now I can move around.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I am who I am. He know that. You know that. Like, I don't play them games. Like, you can't do it. Cool.
Yeah.
Bite. Cool. We going to run down the line again. Mm. But let me figure it out because I'm only on a certain amount of time. It's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
My G, be respectful. Just communicate and let me know because it starts from friendship first.
Yeah.
You got to be friends with somebody before you jump into a relationship anyway.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a relationship or halfway wanting to date you. Now I can really see how you move because I know you as a friend. Mm. Hey, I know that I can call you and hey, look, this just happened. I need you to push up on me. Boom, I'm going to do it. Square one. This is why I respect Jody. Jody has some shit to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Jody moved that shit around for me the last 2 days to make sure he could come here today.
Yeah.
That's why I respect this man. Scrap, same thing. Somebody else was supposed to be here. He moved some shit around to make sure he was here.
Mm-hmm.
Swift always going to respond. That's why I fought with Swift. He got all the tickets for the rest of the season to the Hawks game.
Yeah, we on the wood.
It's a respect because one thing I'm going to tell you.
You said I got the wood.
Both of y'all. What I'm going to tell you. but what I'm going to tell you is this. And I said, and Jody, tell me if I'm wrong. I said this before. You never know who that person is. I never told nobody what I did for a long time. I don't tell people what I do. I do a lot.
Yeah.
But when I see that, you fool with me?
Yeah.
You say you need what? Oh, man, check your email. Wait, hold on. Check your email real quick, because I just sent you 2 tickets to the game.
Hey, your son.
Hey, son.
Hey, your son.
Push up. Hey, don't worry about it. I got that.
Go get that.
Because half of the time, it ain't even me. It's whoever else that I said, hey, this my partner.
Yeah.
Hey, boom. Well, or if it is me, hey, anytime you need this, let me know. Text me 2 days ahead of time. I got you.
Okay, so what it's are called communication.
We're talking about everything. Communication is key.
The whole point
of this was double standards because there is a double standard.
The day, man, Bit Lex is a solid individual, but she cannot handle the truth.
That's not true.
She's saying she can handle the truth in the beginning, but not after the dick.
Oh, so.
After she get piped down, she cannot handle the
truth. You got to lie to her. You did.
You got to lie to her.
Steve Clay. Fellas, if you meet those criteria, slide in her little DM.
What?
Well,
but you know what? They avoided the question.
I asked.
We did everything she said.
No, not that.
This motherfucker, he'll want her to be the best. We just the bad guys. Yeah. It don't matter how this goes, yeah. We are the bad guys.
They said about 30 minutes ago, I asked a different question. I said, and then they went back to the goddamn double standards. The question was,
okay,
how many times do you use your celebrityism or your popularity to influence a situation? Meaning, a girl then jumped in your DM. 9 times out of 10, she jumped in your DM because she knew
who. I feel like that's almost like you asking, like them folks asking SpongeBob and them for the Krabby Patty formula. You just don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's certain questions you just don't ask. Like, yeah. Like,
that's why he's smiling like
you got his answer. No, I don't use no celebrity shit because that shit don't mean nothing. I don't use my celebrity.
Or do you respond to the girl because you know, oh, look, I seen her profile. She looked good. And because I am who I am, 9 times out of 10, she reached out to me because I am who I am.
I used to do it a long time ago.
Yeah, so say that.
I don't fuck with that shit no more.
Why?
Because I don't fuck with that shit.
Why? Tell me why. What?
I don't know. I'm different now, man. I just be like, man, I need to be around multiple women because, like, I need to be around them. Like, I need to get the energy. I love women. I like to be, and I don't want to... You know what I'm saying?
Are you sleeping on all of them?
Nah, hell no. Why would I do that?
So are you around multiple women because you're dating them or around multiple women because they're your friends? Because there's a difference with that, too.
They cannot be my friend. I ain't got to know them. I'm like, y'all just come on over, you feel me? I'm talking about, like, when we you know, we vibing. You feel what I'm saying? I be vibing a lot. You know what I'm saying? not like, actually fucking on them, but, like, I be vibing a lot. I always had this dream, right, to have, like, 20 bitches around me, and everybody cool, you know what I mean?
What? Like,
and
that's a good job.
Wait, before you finish your story, after I went through my divorce, like you said, you went through the divorce,
it happened.
Wait, hold on. Let me, stop. Let me fuck him up real quick. Let me fuck him up real quick. Question. You just said to everybody that you wanted 20 women to be around, boom, 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 and you just want to feel the energy, and whoever you choose, and if you do, that's the only one you fucking know. I'm going to give you a
response. Hold on, I ain't said nothing about if I choose somebody, that's the one I'm fucking on.
But you want all the energy, okay.
I don't gotta fuck them.
Okay, so let's just make a let me give you a scenario.
They might not even be the one I'm fucking on.
So listen to the scenario. Story time with you. 20 girls around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You ain't sleeping with near 20. The one you got come and pull up, scrap.
And she hop out.
Hold on, listen.
You know, mine be gonna hop out that thing later, and then she be like, yeah, don't talk to me. Where is he at?
You feel me?
Wait, hold on.
Listen. Where he in the back? You can't make your own story,
so listen.
What my nigga?
Stop. Listen. So listen. You're around 20 girls, right? You done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
You're around 20 girls. Let's throw it back, because now let's say one of the girls is in the 20 that nobody knows. One of the girls is in the 20.
One of the girls is in the 20?
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to... listen. So the statement is this. So one of the girls is in the 20 that's in the circle. Okay. Nobody knows who the one of the 20 because they all think they the one.
Let me tell you why.
They think they the one based off how you carry on, based off you flirting with them. You ain't got to penetrate none of them. They feel that way. So now let me flip the roles. So you telling me if you was dealing with someone that's the one out of the 20 because it's no different than the sheep, the one out of the sheep of the 100, of the 99, the question I'm asking
I'm
you.
I'm lost now.
Hold on. I'm just going to ask you another question.
You said
that they got to understand it's a lot of women around and I just love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
But you've told me out your own mouth that you can't take it if someone's around that person, the female, whoever it is, got a lot of men around and ain't touching near one man around.
Yeah. I mean, at the end.
Double standards.
No. I mean, well, life is double standard. That's just what it is.
So now we're going to admit there's toxic.
I mean, that's not toxic. That's reality. Like, y'all are tripping. Like,
you putting toxic on reality.
They call truth toxic.
Everything.
That's crazy.
The way you did it was toxic as
fuck. You're toxic,
period. No, the way you just broke that down.
I'm not toxic. I'm living my life. This is how I live. This is how I want to do it. Now, if I have a woman, right, and a woman say, I'm trying to lock you down. You know what I'm saying? I want you just for me. And she communicate that. And she said, I don't need you to be fucking with no more bitches and all that. I'm going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to need this reciprocation. And if I fuck with her like that, I might do it.
Then you're making an adjustment. That's how we wanted to hear.
Now, I'm making an adjustment. But if I'm fucking with that, say that, and I'd be like, baby, who you talking to? What you talking
that's
about?
On Jody time. You know, like, that's Jody time.
Like, why would you think I would be there? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what about me say I'm going to sign up for that?
I ain't going to lie to you. I feel like the lines not only got so blurred with all this what's toxic and what's not toxic is because, like, today's women want to be so equal with men. Like, y'all want to be able
to. I don't want to be equal. You got to be the man. I want you to be the man.
And at the end of the day, it's just like, this.
No, we don't.
I can do it.
I agree.
And I'm sorry. I apologize if you doing this as a woman is going to look bad on
you.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's not none of that. You know what I'm saying? A nigga could walk in with 5 bitches on this arm and 5 bitches on that arm. Nigga be like, see, he's the man. Mm-hmm. A bitch could walk in with 5 niggas on this arm and 5 niggas. Bitch gonna be like, she's a hoe. Like,
yeah.
It's just.
But see,
it's just what
that's what Lex was saying too.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's just certain shit women can't do.
What reality,
like,
yeah.
Can do that women can't do.
Exactly. It's her stuff that y'all can do that we can't do.
That's what he was saying.
Like, women can get drunk and kiss and shit like that and be like, I ain't gay. A nigga can't get drunk and kiss and all that and be like, nah, I ain't gay. Like, nah, what the fuck? Nigga, you gay. The fuck? Like, we can't do that shit.
I look back and see two niggas kissing, bro, and they in my count club. I'm stalking niggas. Come on, man.
All right, listen. Go ahead.
Let me just say one thing. Just because we in 2024, it sounds good to want to have this shit like perfect. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, perfect.
But if you just accept reality.
Yeah.
It
go like
this is something women gotta do. Like, y'all have to accept reality. And it doesn't make us liars or dirtbags or narcissists and all these old motherfuckers. Well, yeah, the new thing we is a narcissist.
Yeah. I mean, that's gonna be a religion in a minute. Like, that's gonna be a group of people.
A group of people,
like, you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be a religion.
Check how I peeped y'all out with the narcissist shit, though. Right? Look. This how I learned with all women. Yep. Like, this ain't got shit to do with it.
At all.
And guess who the narcissist is?
They the narcissist.
You.
They are the narcissist.
They the definition of the word.
Listen, we don't even go in the bathroom and look at ourselves like that.
Well, who gonna call somebody a narcissist?
A narcissist.
We gonna, no, that's crazy.
Nobody never said narcissist. And you know what I told a female that one time, and she told me, she said, I said, who the fuck knows what a narcissist? Who knew what narcissist was? I've never been hearing people say narcissist. Guess what she told me?
What?
An educated person. Bitch. Bitch, who the fuck is you talking to, bitch?
She was trying to say you a dog.
Bitch, what? Because I don't know. Bitch, who the hell is you talking to? That's a goddamn one. That's a female.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I'm wrong, buddy, man.
There ain't going on, bro.
All right, man, I'm going to be what y'all talking about. We're going to do a part two continue because this is a little good little group. Because I want to know what's going to happen next week. Okay. So, look, we're going to play a game called The Game. So, you got to pull something
out of here. Hold on. The game is called The Game.
Yeah.
Wow.
We gonna play a game.
Hey, this ain't gonna. You're an educated person.
Yeah, I am.
This ain't gonna turn out right.
So we gonna play a game called The Game. The point of this is you gotta pull it out of the jar. You gotta pass it to the person on your left. The person who you pass it to has to read it. So we gonna start with Swift. You gonna pass it. You gotta let Scrap. Oh, actually, you do. You pick it. You pick it. I'm sorry. You pick it. Give it to Scrap and let Scrap read it.
Yeah. It really don't.
You gotta tell the truth, or you gotta take a shot.
Ooh.
If you plead the fifth, don't plead the fifth. But
he said, "I'd rather."
You asking me what I pulled out? You ain't say all that.
That's what
you say. He had to read.
That's fine. You gotta answer it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. He just did that like it was about me. It's about you, Jack. You feel me? I'm on your neck piece. All right. Are you a part of the Mile High Club? Huh?
Nah, I like my little Sky Miles a bit.
I'm trying to get put on the no fly list for all you.
Okay, go ahead. Do you prefer tongue or fingers?
Huh? What?
You take that how you want to take
nah,
it.
I don't take that at all. Like,
do you prefer tongue or fingers?
Yeah,
no, he got to answer it.
You got to move on because it's not even specific.
Basically, yeah. They asking, because let's keep it a buck. Some guys like, what's the piece we were talking about? The gooch. Some guys like they gooch lick. Some guys like when a girl eat, they hole. And, hey, you know, and some yo, guys like.
Hold on, this is it. I don't feel comfortable talking about this craziness, but man. Yeah, hey, like,
we ain't finna do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Why would you even have that in there?
I didn't want the question.
Hey.
What the fuck was that? I was thinking of that, the finger shit. Like,
I told you shit too, be over here.
That shit should hurt, right?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are you a good wingman? Are any of your friends with their partner because of you?
Hell no. Nah. Like,
terrible wingman.
I don't put people with people, but they ain't they wife and nothing like that. They girlfriend.
So it was just for the night, the one time hitter, what you was talking about?
Yeah, they just, you know, they link up, smash, and, you know.
Why you think he's not a good wingman? Because you're his friend, so what? Tell
well,
him
he,
what
happened. He know I'm a good wingman. He know I'm a good wingman because, you know what I'm saying? I know his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the one that had to report to her. You know what I'm saying? So he knows I'm a good wingman.
That makes him a good wingman is what he's trying to say.
What?
Look, he like, uh-uh.
What? Oh, yeah. So you gotta
read it.
Okay, big licks.
Ooh, I wish I could have.
Please let it be some old, let it be some juicy shit. Let me see. If someone offered you $1 million to break up with your current partner and never get back together, would you?
No. Because money don't mean nothing.
Don't worry about being called a hoe and nothing like that. For $1 million?
No, money don't mean shit to me.
Man, I'm taking that. I'm like, baby,
$1 million.
It's another you in the world, baby.
So you want to know.
I ain't finna play with that shit.
$1 million.
I got kids. Shit.
I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it.
Why? Shit, that nigga gonna take it.
That money don't mean shit, man. If you
and then that nigga gonna turn around and take it.
Yeah, you
gonna go ask the nigga. He gonna turn around and take it. What? You go there.
Don't care what it is.
You don't care what it is.
Tell your cheesiest pickup line.
Would you know it? Would you even think your pickup line is cheesy? Right.
I got some good ones. I might tell a bit. Look. Hey, bro. I might tell like, hey, look.
Tell them right there in the camera.
No, it gotta be somebody. Look, let me tell you, I might be like, hey, look, I don't know, I ain't never seen her or nothing. I don't know shit about her. Like, I just met her. She just came over here, and I'm like, if I really fuck with her a lot, like, I really fuck with her, I might just be like, what I gotta do? That simple, what I gotta be. And look, get what she gonna say. What?
Definitely
would have
been like, what?
Look, whatever I gotta do, I don't care what it is, whatever I gotta do. To do what? Just whatever I gotta do. She gonna be laughing the whole, she laughing this whole time. I got already.
Damn.
I got on the lab.
What he's selling.
I got already.
So how you gonna get the number then?
We gonna keep on talking. I can't get a, you ain't getting all the game. Like, look, this shit for real. You ain't getting all the game, but look, you gotta walk up to him.
But what if mistakenly,
what?
Your brush thing.
Then what you gonna fuck up at?
Cause then they turn around and you like, and you forgot, like, you know what I mean? Then you like, just smoke something, something like,
You already fucked up. You can't stink.
You can't stink at all.
You can't stink.
You can't smell like weed.
You can't.
It can smell like weed, but not cigarettes. What's and sometimes black and mild.
So we're closing this out. So look, I want to tell y'all, tell them who you are, what you do, where they can find you. Swift, we're going to start over here.
Hey, man, what's happening, man? It's your dog, Swift Player, man. You feel me? You can find me everywhere at Swift Player, SWTPLAYA. You did TCE. It's the committee.
What you got going on, Swift?
Man, come on. We got new music dropping. Me and Scrap just dropped a video, man, going up. I mean, shit, TV, movies. We just doing it, man. Come on now.
Big Scrap, not Little Scrap.
At all.
Scrappy, TCE, yeah. And all I'm talking about. So, hey, bring the, where my guy, where the, my clothing guy, bring him real quick to the front. Pat, come to the front, I want to show everybody. Because this is their brand, TCE. Oh, we're going to show.
Pandemic TCE.
Yeah, Pandemic. We're going to show the designer. He's just picking the camera. So this Pain,
My nigga.
This Pain, you know, he's gonna got that get you right.
Yeah.
Tell him what you got. Tell him about the TCE. Tell him about everything. Yeah, what
so,
you got going
so,
on?
So yeah, man, I got the TCE Pandemic clothing. Like Pain, he made that during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? That we were going through, and then I got the TCE joining. We just kind of collaborate together. You know what I'm saying? To put out some fly ass clothes, cause got the mind, the art, the creativity. And I'm gonna go get them clothes, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're gonna put it out there, it's coming soon.
Where can they find your clothes, Pain? Tell them right there.
Pandemic, everything is pandemic.
Yeah. Word.
Okay.
I got music coming out, we got the tape coming out with the crew, TCE, Frankie Lou, Pain, the Swift Player, you know what I'm saying?
Big Les got two bars.
Yeah, definitely gotta get Joe on that motherfucker.
Hey.
You
know
get saying? Enough, whenever. Then my dog, I just need to let everybody know, Scrap, me and Scrap go back. From the beginning, you feel? So it's all of us, it's family up here, we kicking.
Got a movie out right now I'm on, called I Hate I Love You.
It's really
tap
good.
In on that, Peacock.
For sure.
It's really good, I watched it, I was like, damn, my dog, damn. A bad guy, he the bad guy.
Always.
Jody, Breeze! What we got going on, Breezy?
I don't like to tell people what I'm doing no more.
That's real.
Just say something, tell, or leave them with a thought or something.
Hey, y'all can catch me on Breeze_YGR. That's probably the only thing I'll be on the internet. Y'all can holler at me through Big Legs. You feel me? We're trying to put together some shit, you feel what I'm saying? Some real nigga shit going on. But I do want to let everybody know before we close this out. I don't really fuck with people like that, for real. Y'all already know I don't really fuck folk like that. You feel what I'm saying? But listen, bro, I don't know where she come from, cause people don't like me back. You feel me? So they be like, I be good with that. Yeah. But so little shout hit me on like, damn, who the hell is this? Type shit, right? So my people, who told me, Duke say, hey man, somebody named Lick wanna holler at you, tell you see what's going on. So I'm like, bro, he know I don't even, man. Who are they?
I couldn't believe. She was like, yeah, Jordan's going on. Like
hey, look, check this out, right?
He going to interview?
I looked up online. You know how this Instagram shit is. So I looked up online. I'm looking at her little picture on Instagram and shit. And she just with everybody, feet up and shit, just doing all kinds of shit, right? So I'm just peeping game, because I ain't talked to her yet. So I'm just looking at her. And I'm telling her, I really don't fuck for her, bro. I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, let me hit up, see what she talking about. Because, hey. She got a big ass mouth. This little mouth is made for this. Yeah. This girl right here get. She be trying to do shit. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't meet her yet. I ain't seen her yet. I think we met up here. What we meet at? Up here? Mm-hmm. So, man, I came in here and seen this girl, man. Listen, man, this is a funny ass person right here, bro. But she a real one, though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just want to let motherfucker know I still appreciate.
Yeah.
Real ones. Mm-hmm. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as long as we can keep it like that, you will see me around.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's just how I'm kicking it, and I'm through with it.
Hold on, tell them where
we like,
you feel
it? Tell them where we went. Tell them where we was at yesterday, Jody. Tell them where we was at. Griffin?
Where was it?
Oh, we went to the store, yeah.
Tell them about the store.
Because I got a couple little, I don't like to tell all my business.
Well, tell them that part.
I can't tell them that yet. I'll tell y'all when the time to tell y'all. But listen, one thing about me, I always got something going on. And I ain't trying to say I'm the biggest, baddest, richest, this, that, and the third, but I've been doing I'm like that. You feel what I'm saying? And if you can't understand that, if that shit ain't, if you ain't in tune in high rock, then we ain't even got to be cool. You feel what I'm saying? But I fuck with who I fuck with. And I be wanting to tell motherfucker, I appreciate him. I appreciate you for just being a G. And keep doing what you, it ain't too many women out here that be.
Keeping it.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. This shit fucked up for us out here.
Yeah.
So I'm just keeping it G. Right. You feel? Yeah. I'm through with it.
Mercedes, my girl Mercedes.
Oh, man. To give you your flowers for real. Cause I just told you the other day, fuck with people who fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And when you get as a woman, and I respect you from the first day I met you, I click with this girl, okay? I don't care what time she would have called me. I move things around because I'm like, whatever it is, my spirit is gravitated to her. You get what I'm saying? And you don't meet real people like that no more. And I, like what he said, I appreciate you. Even just everything that you're doing, not just this, the stuff that you and I talked about, I see it already happening. When he said, trying, we don't try. We gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? We doing. That's what I'm saying. So I just want to give you your flowers on that because this is really dope. This is gonna be the most amazing show that you're gonna have. And you know, I done told you what God done said, and I'm very spiritual. So when it comes to what God is doing in your life, it's like, you gotta be obedient. And he didn't set this up by mistake.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? He wanted you to see who gonna pull up for you. All these people, all the people behind the scene pulled up for you. You gotta remember that. Everybody that came here was like, you know what? I believe in her. I'm a pour into her. Didn't cost you anything but time. And our time is valuable, right? And we were like, you know what? We gonna spend that on her. Instead of somebody could have paid us, but nah, we gonna invest that in her. That's the part that I don't think you're finally understanding as a whole. And I appreciate you and everything you're doing. I didn't know, just on record, I didn't know nothing that Lex did at all. I met her genuinely. You get what I'm saying? So she met me genuinely.
Yeah, me too. Right?
But and the thing is she's so humble with it. And that's why God gonna continue to pour into her. That's why it's gonna be people like us pouring our resources. She got resources, right? She don't really need us, but God like, nah, I'm gonna elevate you. I need these resources to be poured into you because now whatever you just got multiplied. Because if you got 10 and we got 10, guess how many people on this chair?
500,000.
You see what I'm saying? And it's your authentic self that creates this room. And I do want to pour into you and say, I appreciate you just to piggyback on him.
Thank you.
You can't not say something like, you can't talk about yourself and not hear the gratitude and want to at least give your two cents of how much I appreciate you so much, you know? So, and I believe in you. I done told her, I don't know how many, she'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm changing. I'm like, girl, okay. I don't care if you would have said we going here. Okay. Like, it just got moved. That's fine. We're going to go there. Where else we going? Well, last minute, we're going to go. That's fine. It doesn't matter. If I said I'm rocking with you, I'm rocking with you. And I don't, like what Joey said, I'm from Miami. We move a little different. Like, if I ain't fucking with you, I ain't fucking with you. Like, you going to know I don't fuck with you. And you could be in my space and I'm already be like, yeah, take them from out here because I already know how I feel. I don't even want your energy or presence around me. So to know that you got somebody like you that's doing what you're doing, we don't care about everything else what your accolades is. All we care about is the vision. You know what I'm saying? And where Lex going and what we can do to contribute. And that's why I told you it's important about the people that fuck with you, fuck with you. Them are the ones that go with you because it don't cost them nothing. And them the ones you want to know, them your investors. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? It don't cost you anything, but you gonna need that tribe. Everybody else trying to take. You don't need that no more. Because 2025, I already told you, it's big for you. So, but I'm Mercedes E. Smith, y'all. I'm from Miami. I own a luxury transportation company.
Number one in Georgia. Everybody been through Mercedes.
Yes.
Flo Rida, name them. Whoever she got, yes. Y'all know them.
I work with the city of Atlanta. I work with the mayor. I work with the senator. I work
about the
Killer Mike. Oh, I just got a presidential award not too long ago from our president, Joe Biden. I'm a single mom of two. I'm very blessed and humble for everything that God has given to me. So you guys can follow me on IG. It's Mercedes E. Smith, and my company is Luxury Levels Transport. So I done did a whole lot. And I stepped out on faith with the vision that God gave me for the transportation. I knew nothing about it, but he prepared me years before I actually started it. And then when I started it, I watched me take off. And when I watch me take off, I watch all the people that I blessed along the way that now I'm like, dang, I never realized how much transportation has changed so many lives just because of my invention. Now I'm working with some of the biggest people on stuff that they doing. And now I'm working on so much things. Like, I'm like, dang, I'm about to take over everything. I want that. You're like, what? Oh, yeah. I'm a market now. Transport mogul. I'm talking about jets to working with Delta, like, the goals and the vision that God has given me is lining up, and I'm seeing it. So it's for me to be a young woman by herself, doing it on her own.
Waiting on the right nigga.
I ain't waiting on nobody to help me. I've positioned myself that you can't come for me. Everything I'm building is my legacy for my children. I'm leaving behind my name. I'm breaking generational curses. I'm bringing my family out the hood. Like, it's bigger than me. I got everybody depending on me. Whether it's you that need me for something, I'm like, well, nah, I gotta move these things, because if I don't, I got people that depend on me. So this has been one of the most amazing situations ever, and I'm happy that I'm getting my flowers, because I didn't expect the flowers. I just was doing the work. You know what I'm saying? And if you see, I used to be a tomboy getting in trouble. I done got kicked out. I done did a whole lot. So for me to be here and then done changed up, it's like, oh, dang, okay. So, but yeah.
Big ups.
Pain.
Big ups.
Just a little bit.
Where they can find you, Pain?
On IG, whatever. You already know.
Big ups. I'm planning on.
Big Lex. I'm going to tell y'all 5 things. I ain't going to tell y'all the rest. Player development for the Hawks. I got my own business, Upscale Media. I do advertising for neighborhoods. I give back to my community. I have my own other business, Lex Enterprises. That's the connect. What is a plug without a socket? That's me. That was crazy. A bar is, can I get a bar?
That was nice. Yeah.
You gonna write, go straight for me? Okay. Yeah. And then,
that was nice.
I got a lot of shit coming up. I can't say it right now because I can't, because I'm under contract. So big shit coming up. Working with my boy Jody, Scrap. They gonna be a part of it when I hear them details. Swift, Mercedes gonna be transportation all day.
Hey.
Payne gonna be on top of the clothes all day.
Hey.
But with a season 3, the reality table, tune in. Magic.
Le Shawty makes the pain with the passion.
Yeah.
Think you wanna make it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.